latest provocation amid stalled nuclear talks. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's eastern city of Wonsan and traveled approximately 430 kilometers. The statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not elaborate on what kind of projectiles were launched. The North Korean launch could further delay nuclear talks with the United States. U.S. officials have said they would like to begin working-level talks as soon as possible. Last week, North Korea threatened to resume intercontinental ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests if the U.S. and South Korea go ahead with planned joint military exercises. The U.S. Justice Department says it's opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies, looking into whether they've suppressed competition and harmed consumers. AB correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed the targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Sudan's military says it has arrested the army chief as well as several senior officers over a foiled coup attempt. It was the second coup attempt reported this month. Earlier this month, the military council, which took over the country after overthrowing longtime leader Omar al-Bashir in April, said it arrested at least 16 active and retired military officers over an attempted coup on July 11th. The attempted coup comes as the ruling military council is negotiating a power-sharing deal with protest leaders to form a joint civilian-military governing body. And the Trump administration's restrictive new asylum rule survived an initial court challenge on Wednesday. Announced earlier this month, the new rule bars asylum from migrants who reach the U.S. southern border without applying for asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. The directive disqualifies a significant portion of mostly Central American asylum seekers who reach the U.S. border. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.